88.9 Shine FM, and every Wednesday, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kimberly. I should say also, for those that don't know, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. And every week you share some great wisdom to impact our Shine family. And for the month of October, looking at anxiety in children. And of course, if anybody's following the news or maybe even dealing with this, a topic that is really talked about a lot lately.
Yes, very relevant. And today I'm going to talk about normal anxiety, or is it an anxiety disorder? And how do you begin to tell the difference?
Okay.
So I recently read an excellent article by Margaret Jarowski. And she starts it off, and I can totally see this. A father bravely patrolling the perimeter of his child's bedroom with his trusty flashlight in hand to show his frightened child that there are no monsters in the closet or under the bed.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
Have we all? So these nighttime rituals are regularly performed in houses all over the city. But when anxiety prevents you from sleeping away from home or attending a birthday party of your best friend, now that's a problem. It's not the monster that stops you from doing adventurous things. It is the anxiety. But first of all, I want to assure parents that fear of spiders, bugs, birds, monsters, strangers are very common childhood fears that may cause temporary anxiety in your child. That is a normal response. We're only concerned when, regardless of the trigger, the normal anxiety turns into something that is really troubling and occupying the child's thoughts in an all-consuming way. Every person feels anxious, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to know is that anxiety is God's design for two things: to alert us to danger and to motivate us to do well. So it's what gets your child to practice piano and study for their tests. But what differentiates normal from problematic anxiety is the degree to which the anxiety is interfering with your child's daily functioning that you'd expect for a child of that age. Anxiety may show up in these ways. Toddlers and young kids, you might see more irritability, excessive crying, and tantrums. It could be that you see some regression, like bedwetting after they're already toilet trained, or a child who is seeking high levels of frequent reassurance from you or seems particularly overwhelmed by new experiences. Finally, hypervigilance. This is when the child is on high alert and constantly monitoring their environment for danger. Now, surveilling the room is a really useful talent for spies, Mike, but mm-hmm. for a child, it is exhausting.
Indeed.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm still thinking back when you commented fear of spiders can be normal for children. I think that's still kind of fearful for a lot of adults, too.
Yeah.
Some of them are big.
And they're ugly.
There right? you go.
So
well,
they naturally trigger our disgust and fear in case, you know, they were really dangerous. But Canadian spiders are not very dangerous.
True. I got you on that. Well, anyway, a very good topic we'll be diving into more throughout the month of October on anxiety in children. So thank you very much, Kimberly. While we have you for a moment, let's talk about Eckert Center and your two locations in town.
Yes. So Kimberly Calhoun can support children at our north location who are struggling with anxiety, and Ashley Shaw can support children at our south location. So I really encourage parents again to look at their insurance benefits and to reach out if you are really wondering if your child's anxiety is tipping outside of sort of normal parameters for their age.
Okay, much appreciated, and a good tip there to check into those benefits as well, especially if you got to use some up by the end of the year.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kimberly. We will chat again with you next week. Of course, every week, thankful that you bless a Shine family member with a consultation visit. Who's that going to today?
That's go with caller number 3 today.
Caller 3 right now at 403-276-8888. Thanks again, Kimberly, and we'll chat next Wednesday.
My pleasure, Mike. Have a great day.
You too.